for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
When a conspiracy theorist discovers a new conspiracy, it ignites the squiggles in their brain and creates the same reaction that other people have when they discover a new album, television show, or drug. Gail and Randy had received their first hit of Dr. K's Mars/Freemason remote viewing tape, and let's just say it was some good shit. So, the two conspiracy addicts were headed back to the Flat Cave for another taste. Or listen. Or whatever. You get it. They're hooked.
Come on, Doc, I know you're home.
Should I call him? I'm gonna call him.
He probably won't pick up, but it's worth a shot. Old fucker sleeps like a rock.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
How did you get this number?
Hey, Dr. Kevin, it's Gail. Me and Randy are on your porch right now. It's Tuesday at 11 p.m. or so. I'm staring at your Astro van sitting in the parking lot.
Answer the door, Doc. We got work to do.
So, yeah, just come answer the door when you can. Ugh, the door's unlocked.
All my knocking must have shaken the deadbolts loose. Hey, Doc, it's Randy.
And Gail.
Gail's here, too. Please don't shoot us.
Doc, I brought you some T-Ravs.
You need to lock your door, man. Leave that shit unlocked and you never know what kind of weirdo might walk in here. Doc, man, where the shit.
Randy finds Dr. K slouched over in a chair behind his desk. His eyes clouded, gray, and empty.
Shit, shit, shit.
Randy? What's going on?
No.
What?
Don't come in here, Gail. Just stay out.
Randy slams the door shut and hesitantly creeps over to the desk to check Doc's pulse.
No. This isn't right. This isn't right.
In a panic, Randy begins rifling through everything and anything he can get his hands on.
Where is it?
In a desk drawer, Randy finds a cassette player. He hits the eject button. Side A is titled Experimental Thanksgiving Music. Side B.
Mars Remote Viewing Test, 1984. Bingo.
Whether it be an album, a television show, drug, or a conspiracy theory, if you stick with it long enough, there's a good chance you'll have to see it kill someone you love. Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Episode 4. Thanksgiving Music. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Starring Zane Schett, Jack Carmichael, Lauren Grace Thompson, Charlie Wess, Matthew Woodcock, David Sillers, Amour Amaraz, Sox Whitmore, Senna Breyer, Ryan Philbrook, Josh Rubino, and Addison Peacock. It's a few days later, and the St. Louis Flat Earth Society has come to pay their respects to their fallen mentor, Dr. K.
In remembrance of Kevin Bird, 1943 to 2022. Endings are just beginnings in bad disguises. That's sad. Is that a Mitch Albom quote?
No, that's from one of Randy's old poems.
I think he might have stolen it from Mitch Albom.
I thought he stole it from Semisonic.
Well, either way, you did a great job on these, Gail.
Thank you, Ed. Did you check out the glamour shot on the back? I did some light touch-up work on some of Doc's old pictures.
Oh yeah, I can definitely see it. Smooth. Smooth.
Everyone deserves to go out looking their best.
Well, he looks happy. And wrinkle-free.
How are you holding up?
I'm okay. It's still pretty surreal. I don't think it's hit me yet. Well, that and I believe in the quantum theory of reincarnation, so really, Doc's only passed in our little corner of the multiverse, you know?
That's sweet, Ed. Naive to the true nature of our existence, but sweet.
Where's Randy?
He's in the van.
Not taking it well?
He got kicked out after he started shouting about body doubles.
I should probably go talk to him. Hey, buddy. What's going on?
What do you want?
Just wanted to check on you, see how you were doing.
And we wanted to bring you some snacks.
Donut holes? Do they have any actual donuts?
No, just the donut holes.
Fine. Ugh, disgusting.
You should come back inside.
We can stand way, way, way in the back.
It's whatever. Now the deep state got Doc, I guess that officially makes me the only real one left.
Hey, Randy, you know I've always been a real one.
I'm still a real one?
Yeah, right. If y'all are a couple of real ones, then why are we still here wasting our time with this?
We're trying to honor the memory of a really great human being who—
We aren't doing shit! You're in there trying to memorialize a chunk of fucking rubber, and I'm out here jamming to some P-Funk and plotting my revenge.
Randy!
Doc had a heart attack. Who are you planning to get revenge on? Cholesterol?
Come on, Ed. You don't see what's really going on here?
No, Randy, I don't. That was literally my first question, remember? When I first walked up, I asked, what's going on? Because I didn't know, and I still don't. So, Randy, what is going on?
Agents must have tracked down Doc.
Agents? So you know this happened, but you don't know who?
CIA, FBI, NSA, the Jasons, the Oops, you know the damn list!
So what did they do?
It's just a theory. But it seems to be whichever agent or agency took out Doc's friend Daniel Downripple is probably also the one to blame here.
That's not true, and you know it.
What I know is that right now, all of our lives are at risk because I'm in possession of a tape that could change the entire history of the world.
Can we stop with the bullshit for just one day?
No, Ed, the bullshit never stops, and you know that.
I think we're all just a little hangry and saying things we don't mean. There's a Cow Patties like two blocks away. What do you say we go grab some burgers and tea wraps in Doc's honor?
I'm supposed to do the eulogy in a half hour.
We'll be back in time.
No, thank you, Gail, but I think I'm done with this. With all of this.
Oh, what would we ever do without you? Probably drop less cameras while we're recording.
You know what? You're right, Randy. The truth is, I've had one foot out the door for a while now. I was there at the Applebee's on Forest Park Avenue when this group was founded in 2018, so it breaks my heart to admit this, but I don't know if I still believe the Earth is flat.
You don't mean that, right? Take it back.
And I always ask if we can blow stuff up, and you'll never want to blow stuff up.
Hey, I went with you that one time.
You're right, Gail. We did blow up that old bag of carrots, that's true, and I appreciate that. But the larger point I'm trying to make still stands.
And what point is that?
Take care, Gail. And Randy, I hope one day you'll be able to think about someone other than yourself.
I just said I was trying to change the world. That means for everyone, not just me. Were you even listening?
Ed, wait, come back.
You still want to go get some tea wraps?
Yeah. We can do that.
Ed can bury his head in the sand if he wants to, but that doesn't change our mission. And honestly, I think he's been dragging us down for months. Probably one reason why we're not getting shit for views on our videos anymore.
What do you think went wrong?
I don't know, probably something in his childhood. He's always been a weird dude.
No, I mean, with our videos. With the whole Flat Truth channel. At first, I thought we were really connecting with people, but now it feels like we're just shouting into the void. Is that strange?
No, I get it. And the most frustrating part of all of this is that we're just trying to help people.
Right? It's like, hey, dummies, we know the truth. We're just trying to tell you the truth.
Unfortunately, there are just too many idiots out there who believe anything you tell them. And once you get people believing in one thing, you can get them believing in anything.
Ugh, that's so true.
A long time ago, some idiot convinced some other idiot that the Earth is round. And then that idiot told two more idiots, and two more idiots, and two more idiots. And suddenly, every idiot on Earth believes a lie. No one cares about the truth, they just care about what a bunch of other idiots say.
So what's the plan? How do we get this unstoppable flat Earth train back on track?
It's just like Doc said. We need to have a little face-to-face meeting with a Freemason. After we play them the tape and they know we know that they know, they'll have to admit everything on the record.
But we don't have the tape.
Don't we?
Oh, yeah! Now we just gotta find a Freemason who'll be willing to talk. Oh! Looks like we can just email them and set up a tour if we want. What? You can just submit an application to be a Mason? What? I thought you had to kill a goat. Or, like, kill two goats to get in.
We're not taking a tour, and we're not applying to become Freemasons.
Then how are we gonna do it?
Oh, don't worry. I'll figure something.
Welcome to GoPaddy's.
Hold that.
How can I help you?
Don't forget to ask for extra salt.
I know. Yeah, I'll take one of those triple-decker toasted ravioli burgers y'all got in the secret menu.
Are we still doing this?
You tell me!
Crypta, you are so beautiful, you are the lizard king. I wrote that song for you, Reptar. Well, it's not finished yet. I'm still working on it. Ooh, look at that. You need some water. Hold on, sweetie. Mama's gonna get you some fresh water. Reptar, Reptar, you are so beautiful. You are the Lizard King. What's all this?
This, Gail, is everything.
Okay, but like, everything of what? Oh, are you gonna start writing Suck Me Dracula again?
No, never. This is way more important than the uncensored sex life of a billionaire playboy vampire. Please sit. Recognize this guy?
Is he from Chopped?
No. This is Walter Clay, head of human resources at Clark Communications and also the bastard responsible for my wrongful termination.
When did you get fired? You didn't tell me.
Can't you see I've been a little busy gathering info on our target?
Excuse me. Our target? Are you serious? He's a Freemason?
Yeah.
What? Look at my face! I am freaking out right now!
And check this out. With the magic of the internet, I know that in a few days, Walter Clay is scheduled to have a reading slash book signing event at Smallwood Books.
Ooh! Are we gonna get in this guy's face like we did with that astronaut jerk?
It wasn't just any astronaut jerk, it was Alfred Ross. And that was our second most popular video of all time. Today in The Flat Truth, we're going straight to the source. We've been tailgating this asshole, astronaut Alfred Ross, for the past 2 weeks. And he just walked right into our trap. That Subway sandwich shop right there. Come on, let's go find out the truth.
Let me get a foot-long flatbread cold-cut combo. American cheese, spinach, secret astronaut sauce, a squirt of honey mustard, a whole lot of banana peppers.
Do you want it toasted?
If Alfred Ross is who he claims to be, then maybe he'll be able to answer this.
Hey, you're not supposed to film in here.
This is a free country.
This is a Subway.
You're a cog in the capitalist machine.
Ma'am, I'm a sandwich artist, and while you're in this Subway, you're going to respect my title.
Why is the curvature of Earth not visible from space?
What the hell is this? What's going on?
Or maybe I should ask you about Debus, or Benzinger, or Bernhard Tessman, or Dr. Hubertus Strughold. Any of those names sound familiar? Maybe you've got a paperclip I can borrow.
Are you filming me? Get that shit out of my face.
Tell your Nazi bosses at NASA that they better watch their backs.
What did you just say?
I said, tell your Nazi—
Wake up, Randy!
Not to be alarmist or anything, but I'm pretty sure Alfred Ross just killed my best friend.
He's not dead. Son of a bitch is fake sleeping. Look at his eyes, he's peeking.
So, how do you plan on getting this Walter guy to punch you in the face?
What? No, he's not gonna punch me in the face.
Well, that's why the video was so popular, right? Because the old guy knocked you out.
He didn't knock me out, he knocked me down. There's a difference. And the internet loved that video because I totally own that fake NASA dickhead. He didn't have an answer for any of the stuff I was throwing at him.
Yeah, totally. I mean, except for the punch.
Okay, so do you, like, not think I'd be able to kick his old astronaut ass if I wanted to? Because I can.
Oh, no, babe, you would totally beat him up.
There probably aren't too many astronauts whose asses I can't kick. Get ready, Walter Clay. The flat truth is coming for you. AM. Subject Walter Clay has left his home via shitty green Toyota Corolla. 7:52 AM. Subject Walter Clay has arrived at the shithole known as the Clark Communications Building. 5:30 PM. Subject Walter Clay is leaving the Clark Communications Building. 6:14 PM. There's the arch. 6:50 PM. Subject Walter Clay returned home. 1:11 PM. Subject Walter Clay is still at home. No sign of internal movement. No visitors. Shitty green Toyota Corolla still sits in the driveway. 5:37 PM. Subject Walter Clay is on the move. Here we go. It's showtime, people. Gail, wake up. 5:55 PM. Subject Walter Clay has pulled into the Cow Patties drive-thru. 6:02 PM. Subject Walter Clay is leaving the Cow Patties drive-thru and headed back north on Belmont Street. 6:17 PM.
There's the arch.
6:23 PM. Subject Walter Clay returned home. 9:11 AM. Subject brings trash to trash can. Gail, once he's back inside, go grab that bag of trash.
No!
Come on, please. For me. For the flat earth.
Okay.
10:31 AM. Subject's trash has been retrieved and a thorough analysis of its contents is well underway.
It's just a bunch of trash.
6:21 PM.
There's the arch.
6:45 PM. Subject Walter Clay has pulled into the parking lot of Smallwood Books. Subject is scheduled as a quote-unquote author who has a book signing and reading at this location starting at 7 PM and lasting until 8 PM.
For now, the subject remains sitting in his vehicle.
Sorry.
Shut up.
It's Karen. What do you want?
Just admit it.
Never. Fucking Karen.
Fucking Karen. What did she want?
Just her typical admit to the existence of the firmament crap.
Ugh, now she's calling me.
Put her on speakerphone.
The fuck do you want, Karen?
You see how many views my new video is getting?
Just so you know, 200,000 isn't that impressive.
How impressive is 1,000,000 views?
Yeah, right, Karen. You think we won't look it up?
See for yourself. I just dropped the new one today.
I can tell when views have been paid for, and these are fake. 100% bought and paid for bots. Enjoy all your hollow views, Karen. I prefer my videos to be watched by people. Real people, real views.
Just not that many of them, right?
Are you kidding me? We're dealing with a serious shadow ban issue right now. It's not an even playing field.
Whatever. I just wanted to make sure you didn't miss my ascension to mainstream fame. Later, losers.
Today, I'd like to shine my light on a very serious subject. The Golden Arches ice cream fraud. My team and I traveled to 13 different McDonald's locations around the St. Louis area, visiting each at different times of day, both going inside and staying in the drive-thru. It didn't matter if I was at the North Broadway location at 12:45 p.m. or 45th Street location at 3 a.m. If we ordered ice cream, it was... Can I get a vanilla soft serve cone?
Oh, I'm sorry. The ice cream machine is being cleaned at the moment.
Don't give her an extra play!
What? I just wanted to see what it was about.
Maximum mindfulness is only achieved when one becomes fully in tune with the world around them. We start by focusing on the present moment. How are you feeling? Not just inside, but out. Be aware of your surroundings. Is your tummy grumbly? Is your skin itchy? What's that smell? That smell is you. Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life. Repeat after me. Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
Don't miss out on your life.
Don't miss out on your life.
Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
Don't miss out on your life.
Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
Don't miss out on your life.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
You're listening to Maximum Mindfulness, the audiobook. This is the end of side one.
You're listening to Maximum Mindfulness, the audiobook. This is the end of side one. Live in the moment. Don't miss out on your life.
Another Walter Clay professional author reading / book signing. Another sea of empty chairs. Walt's first author reading was an incredible experience. People showed up, they listened to him, they really listened to him. Or at least, they pretended to listen to him. They all told him they'd definitely read the book sometime, when they got the chance, when they got around to it. Sometime. Walt runs his fingertips along the spines of his novel. He expected to feel different in moments like these. But in truth, Walter feels just as hollow and unfinished as he did before he wrote it.
There he is. There he is. There he is!
Are you talking to me?
Any chance I might be able to get a selfie with the writer of my favorite book? The Minotaur?
You mean the Centaur?
Yep, that one. That's the one.
So, a selfie, is it? You like a selfie with me?
Hashtag support indie authors, right?
Hashtag support indie authors indeed. Yes, let us do a selfie.
Walt smiles into the phone screen as digital cat ears and whiskers appear on his face.
How do we look?
Perfect. Okay, just one more.
However, the smile quickly fades when Walt notices the digital cat ears and whiskers pop up on the face of the person sneaking up behind him.
So sorry about this.
I'm not. Grab his leg!
To get gas earlier.
And I told you that 7-Eleven and I have history.
Just hurry up, please.
No. Go back to sleep. Watch him. If he starts to wake up, hit him with the ether.
It's Smash Potatoes! Experience the game the New York Times unironically called an absolute smash hit. From farm to table, you control the entire potato life cycle. Harvest fresh potatoes and smash them. Remove unwanted eyes and smash them. Upgrade and customize the decor of your potato smashing palace. Invite your family and friends or millions of potato smashers from all around the world. Don't just beat the high score, smash it!
Fuck that stupid game.
That pump giving you any trouble?
Just the prices on it.
I hear ya. You're gonna need to put some ice in that.
What?
You heard me.
I didn't hear shit.
All right, buddy. Have it your way.
Damn, dude, put your sword away. Jesus fucking Christ. I put ice in it.
More. An honest amount of ice.
How much is an honest amount of ice?
You'll know. You'll know.
Look at what you made me do.
That's on you.
Literally. Nice sword. Is it real?
Real enough to take out 4 shoplifters, 2 bears, and a wild binicula who found themselves in the wrong backyard.
Thaddeus, you got that scar?
From the binicula? Yes. By the way, the 64-ounce soda comes with a buy 2, get 1 free candy bar deal, if you're interested.
What if I buy 4 candy bars? Do I get 2 free?
Yeah, we can do that.
How about 12?
No. It's a limit of 2 free candy bars per purchase. And no purchase of any other item necessary.
So, I didn't even have to get the soda to get this deal?
Technically, no.
I'm going to need to split this into multiple purchases.
Nice, sure. You one of those environmentalists or something? Is that why you didn't want to put ice in your drink? Trying to save the planet, 1 big gulp soda at a time?
No, that's not what this means at all. This, my friend, says St. Louis Flat Earth Society. We're not an environmentalist group, we're a group of free-thinking physicists determined to put an end to the heliocentric myth. We don't care about saving the Earth, We just want people to understand that the Earth we live on is a flat, infinite plane and not a ball spinning through space.
I've got so many wackos coming in here wearing shirts with all kinds of slogans. It's hard to keep track of all this nonsense. I mean, I don't even know if it's okay to like dolphins anymore.
I hear you. And no, it's not okay. Dolphins are hella problematic. You want to ring me up so I can get the fuck out of here, or what?
Oh, right.
Don't scan the candy bars. That shit causes cancer.
So, here we are. It finally happened. The Flat Earthers, Randy Dunning and Gail Kruger, have kidnapped the Freemason, Walter Clay. And now, the real story can get underway. If I know anything, there should be some heightening of the drama, some raising of the stakes, and some fun and games. Possibly ending in a later resolution. Who knows? You'll have to keep coming back and listening if you want to find out. If you stop listening now, you're just going to be that person who stopped listening after 4 episodes. Just finish it out, mate. You've come this far. You've got this. Hang in there. Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Actor direction by Danielle Ellett. The opening and closing theme for Two Flat Earthers are both by Gladrags. Additional music provided by Louis Zong. Special thanks to our associate producers, Daniel Naruta and Anthony Sigmund Lowry. If you'd like to help Good Point make more weird audio fiction, then visit patreon.com/goodpoint. If you enjoyed listening to this episode of Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, please leave us a rating, review, codex, or riddle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. At the end of today's episode, be sure to stick around for a special treat. No, it's not candy. It's a trailer for another podcast we love. Sorry if we got your hopes up about the candy. I'm sure you'll still like it, though.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
Bait. Had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing? Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom... Who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett, last name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kissed?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way... I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.